This is Fun 107.1. It's Fun in the Morning, and we are joined by a very special guest this morning. She's going to be gracing the stage at the Nye Swanger Performing Arts Center on Saturday, November 8th. It's Miss Annie Aiello, or should I refer to her as Olivia Newton-John? Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
We are doing fantastic. We are very excited to see you come to Van Wert and rock the Nye Swanger Performing Arts Center. You've got a very nice Olivia Newton-John tribute act that you guys have been doing, and you're on tour. You're coming around our neighborhood. Let's hear about it, Annie. What kind of got you into the business at first? Why Olivia Newton-John? And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, first of all, it's just an honor to come to the Nye Swanger. I mean, just in terms of overall performing arts centers, they've been completely professional, stellar, wonderful staff and crew. So kudos to all of the crew over there. They're fantastic. So we just can't wait to come. But to answer your question, yeah, I started this pre-COVID, actually. I was a fan of Olivia Newton-John since the age of 7. My father brought home a Have You Never Been Mellow vinyl album. And I'm the youngest of 6 children in a big Italian family that loves music, and you know, we listened to everything from Gladys Knight to Lionel Richie to Neil Diamond to the Carpenters to the Osmonds, and my father brought this album home, and I was just a fan from the get-go and remained a fan all these years and became a vocalist myself, a singer in Chicago where all of us are based, and followed Olivia's life, followed her career, not only her career but also just her humanitarian efforts, and then of course just the advocate that she's been for cancer wellness and research through the Olivia Newton-John Cancer Wellness and Research Center, which I'll talk a little bit more about later. But in 2017, my best friend from grade school, who was a fellow fan of Olivia's, we went and saw Olivia Newton-John at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, and she had just announced that she was sick for the 3rd time with cancer, and it was one of the most beautiful performances I've ever seen. She was singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. It was the last song of the night, and I just had a feeling that, you know, she wasn't well, and I wasn't sure, you know, how much longer she'd be able to tour. And in the back of my head, as I walked out of that theater, I thought, you know, Olivia's music is so fantastic from all the eras, from all the generations. You know, maybe I could do something to kind of keep that music going at some point. And then COVID hit. And all of my musician friends, who, by the way, my band is fantastic. They're state-of-the-art, world-class musicians. They've performed with Mannheim Steamroller, Oprah Winfrey, Jersey Boys, just, you know, Broadway off Chicago, just, you know, fantastic musicians. But I consulted my musician friends who didn't have jobs, and I just said, hey, you know, this would be a really neat thing to maybe work on while you don't have work, and let's work at really getting a true and accurate representation of the way Olivia did her concerts live. So, for example, our country medley is exactly as Olivia did it, the order in which we do the songs. We've added a few in there here and there, but for the most part, a lot of the songs she's done live in her concerts. And so we really studied how Olivia would do her own concerts. And being a fan of her since the age of 7, all the lyrics were already in my head. And then it was just a matter of studying her essence. You know, how does she hold her microphone? She holds it with her left hand. You know, how does she move her body? How does she talk? How does she walk? And so we made the decision to do a true tribute, which, you know, I'd go full out costumes and all of that. And I can go down that rabbit trail if you'd like me to. We consulted a dear friend of mine who had a Vegas show as Cher in Vegas. She's also a Chicago gal. Her name is Lisa McClowry, who does a fantastic show called The Beat Goes On. And I consulted Lisa, and Lisa put me in touch with actually Olivia's very own costume designer from Vegas, and she designed 4 out of the 5 costumes that I wear. The 5th costume was produced by a gentleman by the name of Kevin Bennett, who was an understudy to Bob Mackie, who actually wardrobed Cher and Carol Burnett and Zsa Zsa Gabor and Diana Ross and all kinds of people. So the costumes I wear are class act, really, you know, captures the essence of Olivia's eras and very similar to what she would have worn at that time. And then we have these video vignettes that we do that are very historical. So we researched, you know, different transitions while I'm doing costume changes that will help educate the crowd. And then we just do a lot of fun crowd engagement things. So like during the Grease medley, I go out and I pick up a pink lady and a T-Bird, and they come on stage and dance with me. And we just have a lot of fun. It's a great show. It's a great show. I'm the producer and lead singer, so it's just, you know, it's more than just a getting up and singing her music. It's truly a production.
We're pretty excited to see you come to town, Annie. I've got to tell you, we've already seen your pretty face plastered all over the billboards around town. You can't miss it. when you come in through Delphus, I can tell you that. You can still get tickets right now online, VanWertLive.com. That show coming up Saturday, November 8th. And in case you want to check out what Annie Aiello's up to, you can check out AlwaysOliviaTribute.com and see their next tours and stuff. Annie, we're very excited to see you, and I hope you have a blast at the Niswonger Performing Arts Center.
We can't wait to be there. Really looking forward to it, everybody. Thanks so much, and have a great day.
Hey, thank you for your time this morning. We really appreciate it.